If it gets emergency use authorization with just over 2 months of safety data.
The speed was a reflection of extraordinary scientific advances and did not compromise safety.
The world is engaged in the largest clinical trial, the largest global vaccination trial ever.
How confident can we be that it will be safe long term?
If there's one message that needs to cut through all this, the vaccines are safe.
What's the message for the public? It's safe.
It is safe.
It's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine.
The vaccines are incredibly safe.
No safety concerns.
And let me stress that these vaccines are safe.
To reassure people that vaccines are safe.
Get vaccinated. It's safe.
The fact that scientists develop safe, effective vaccines in record time is an unbelievable achievement.
Unpainful that vaccine shot is, so everybody go get your shot.
Unbelievable.
And clearly the benefit of protecting yourself from COVID-19 far outweighs any risk of adverse events. The adverse events are unusual and rare, as a matter of fact.
You're more likely to be struck by lightning that experience a serious adverse event.
I participated in the clinical trial for AstraZeneca. Now I suffer from a severe debilitating form of neuropathy that will progress until I'm essentially left in a care home.
There is no question Faith has had a delayed reaction to the second Pfizer vaccination.
Autopsy report from COVID-19 vaccine-related COVID-19
vaccine.
This is the first time in history that healthy people have been injected with something that could kill them.
You are 100% effective against hospitalization and death.
Go and get vaccinated. These vaccines that are safe.
I can't even begin to tell you how upset I am.
Are the vaccines safe? That keeps coming up.
I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm not conspiracy theorist. I'm just a normal person. And then one day, my daughter drops dead.
At the FDA to do things that it was safe, that they're safe. Pretty amazing what we were able to do.
We've done this properly. We've taken our time to approve it properly. People can have confidence.
Man, take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines.
These vaccines were not as effective and certainly not as safe as we all hoped and prayed.
Not allowed to ask any questions about the vaccines whatsoever.
We're not allowed to ask questions.
Doctors are afraid to speak out.
Yeah. Is there more sudden death? Yes or no? Yes or no?
In the first 8 months of 2022, more than 10,200 Australians died due to heart-related disease.
The excess mortality rate all across European Union went up 16%.
17% higher.
23%, that's alarming.
First week of January, excess deaths were 30% higher.
Total number of excess deaths is over 30,000.
If there's more sudden death, what's causing it?
What is causing these excess deaths?
Something ain't right. It's time to investigate what's really going on here.
And we need some answers.
Get some answers to why are people falling dead suddenly.
Nobody will admit they were wrong.
We have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe.
We've seen not a single signal, although we have distributed billions of doses.
Because the body count is way too high.
Youth calls for South Africa to scrap its COVID-19 vaccination guide. Concerns around the potential side effects and deaths caused by vaccines.
Of unexpected cardiac arrests, heart attacks.
Increase in all-cause mortality.
Strokes. Cardiac arrhythmias.
The increase in disability.
And heart failure.
The decrease in birth rate.
From an OBGYN that's seen an increase in miscarriage rate by about 50%.
Those same things are not happening in areas of the world that haven't been highly vaccinated.
That the more doses on average you have in a region within the United States, the bigger increase in mortality that region has had.
Greatest miscarriage of medical science that we've witnessed in our lifetime.
The fact that scientists develop safe, effective vaccines in record time is an unbelievable achievement.
All COVID mRNA vaccination program should stop immediately because of the mounting and indisputable evidence that they cause unprecedented level of harm, including the death of young people and children.
Junior's autopsy showed that he had myocarditis,
Junior was a healthy boy. He was the best son a father could ask for. He was my best friend. We were told that everyone needed it to get the vaccine for our health and to stop the spread. I decided to do the right thing and keep my son safe. This turned out to be the worst decision in my life.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years.